The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Libsyn has acquired podcast creation platform Auxbus. Launched in May 2019, Auxbus is a web-based podcast production platform that lets you plan, record and launch all in one place, they say. Ryan Duval, Auxbus chief engineer, will join Libsyn to lead its newly formed creation product line, whatever that is, says the press release. Terms weren't disclosed. Auxbus was put up for sale in December 2019. Happy Africa Podcast Day. There's a day of events at the Africa Podcast Festival website. We'll link to that from our show notes and our newsletter today. PodLP, a podcast app for KaiOS users, has added push notifications in its latest update. NPR podcast listeners are getting more loyal. Weekly users are up by 5%, but downloads are up by 28% year on year, according to the NPR podcast report for quarter four, 2020. Hindenburg have announced their traditional World Radio Day sale prices this February the 13th. That's tomorrow. There's a 40% discount. Hindenburg has donated $25,000 from previous sales to Cultural Survival, a charity that advances Indigenous peoples' rights and cultures. Castapod, free podcast hosting software, now supports the new person tag. In France, the ACPF podcast ranker for December 2020 says that Culture Générale from Chose à Savoir is the most popular podcast in the country, with 1.2 million downloads in France. The company has 12 podcasts, which achieved 2.8 million downloads overall. It's an incomplete ranker and measures participating publishers only. And Sounds Profitable's next deep dive is on February the 18th. Eric Barrow, SVP of Product at AdsWiz, will demo their planning and buying platform for advertisers called Audiomatic. He'll be joined by Brian Barletta, fully running through what the product actually is and how it's used. It's free to watch. You can register in a link in our show notes and our newsletter today.
I'm Brian Barletta of Sounds Profitable, and this is your podcast Ad Tech Minute, brought to you by Chartable. Is content syndication a viable option for podcasters? Not RSS, really simple syndication, which remains the sole way podcast episodes are distributed to podcast listeners around the world. But actual syndication of content, where portions of one podcast are included in other podcasts. Sure, you could do this manually and work with a handful of other podcasts, but that's not very scalable. Not surprisingly, podcast ad tech can make this super simple and give you great insight into the increased reach of your content. How do you do it? With Vast Tags, a full-featured podcast hosting company and a plan to make other podcasts better with your content. I'm convinced this is an untapped opportunity that more podcasters need to take advantage of. There's a full article on how to do it on my website, soundsprofitable.com. I'm Brian Barletta, and this has been your podcast Ad Tech Minute, sponsored by Chartable.
And in podcast news, You Heard Me Right is a new Spotify podcast from their Sound Up program for underrepresented voices. It's hosted by Casey Willis and debuts next Thursday. Podland, the weekly podcast with Sam Sethi and me, has interviews with an author of a new book about Spotify and Wayne Parker from podcast location service Maps FM. And Cry Like a Boy is the first original podcast from Euronews, talking about how men are defying stereotypes and promoting gender equality in Africa. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.